Nazir Perkalf Mishnah Dalet. Harini Nazir Kisa'a Roshi. Person makes himself a Nazir, like the hair on his head. V'cha'afar ha'aretz, like the dirt of the land. U'kechol hayam, like the sand by the sea. Hareze Nazir Oilam. In this case, he's a Nazir Oilam. U'megaleach achas l'shloshim yom. But this is a little different, because here he would shave himself every 30 days. In other words, what he's doing here is he's accepting upon himself multiple Naziruses. Meaning, he's accepting himself the amount of hair that he has in his hand, or the dirt in the world, that's how many times he's accepting upon himself to be a Nazir. And the reason we know he's doing this is because since his reference point is from something that's separated, like hairs and dirt and sand, so too he wants to make all of his Naziris separated. So every one is by itself, and that's how he has to do that. Rebbe Omer, Ein Zem Migaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Rebbe says this is not a case of a person that would shave once every 30 days. This case, according to Rebbe, when he says this, according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir, a regular Nazir Olam, meaning it's one long Naziris. It's not multiple 30 days. Ve'ezu shemegaleach achas l'shloshim yom. So what, according to Rebbe, what is the case where the person would shave every 30 days? Ha'omer harei alai nazirus, in plural, kisar roshi. He says that he's accepting upon himself many naziruses, like the hair on his head. V'cha'afar ha'aretz. Or I guess if it's somebody that has hair like me, he wouldn't say that. He would say the other lashonos. V'cha'afar ha'aretz. Or like the dirt of the land, k'chol hayam. And like the sand of the sea. The point is that according to Rebbe, he has to use a lashon plural of nazirus. And then we know he's referring to multiple naziruses. But when he says a lashon hareini nazir, it's one long nazirus, according to Rebbe. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe.